We know that if you're caught up in one of these little world games, that you may be motivated by something very, very fundamental, right? A tendency that transcends you, the tendency to propagate yourself, say Freud's fundamental motivational level, sexual affiliation, or the tendency to maintain yourself. Those you could say are the fundamental gods of existence, the fundamental driving forces, and it's the interaction of those two forces over great periods of time that produce the great diversity of life and human life that we see before us. And each of those fundamental, most fundamental of gods have their differentiated minions, so to speak, so that while engaged in the meta goal of self-preservation, you act out plots of hunger and plots of thirst, and you move from cold to hot or from hot to cold, depending on your particular, on the particular temperature of your surroundings, or with regards to self-propagation, you're attracted to people or repelled by them for reasons that are frequently absolutely beyond your comprehension, by the way. So I just found out this week, and this is absolutely staggering, I think, that if you run an experiment on a group of women and you track their menstrual cycle, and then you give them t-shirts that men have worn to smell, that women who are ovulating like the smell of symmetrical men better than asymmetrical men. So, and that's partly because symmetrical men are probably more healthy, but this is a good example of how the motive forces that configure your world are dependent on instinctual forces that are not only beyond your consciousness, but they're beyond even, at the moment, any of our explicit explanations. So another finding that's very similar that I came across recently. Turns out that mice will not mate with mice that have Rh blood factors that are likely to produce unfit offspring. The more closely genetically related the Rh factors, the more likely there is to be a catastrophe with regards to offspring. And the mice seem to detect the Rh factor by smell, so recently this was run by with women, and it is also the case that women prefer men whose Rh factors are at an optimal distance from them in terms of smell. So this is some example of how these unbelievably archaic systems, because like the olfactory systems are unbelievably archaic, produce alterations in worldview at a level that's massively below consciousness. So underneath your cortical shell, which is tonically inhibiting all your emotional and motivational systems, lies all these motivational and emotional systems. And they have branches that grow up into the cortex, and they have the capacity to control your behavior completely involuntarily. So, for example, if you're gripped by fear, it's very, very difficult to overcome that voluntarily. And at least initially, you won't be able to. Which is to say that when the chips are down, the underlying motivational and emotional systems have control. Okay, so then what happens from that perspective? Then what happens when you encounter something you don't understand? And I think the best way to explain it is something like generalized disinhibition, which is that all your underlying motivational and emotional systems are more or less disinhibited simultaneously. And the reason for that is because you want to be maximally prepared to do whatever the hell is necessary to do when you're somewhere that you don't understand. And because you don't know what that thing is going to be, all your systems go on. And when psychologists talk about stress, which is an abysmal word, right? It means everything and nothing. When psychologists talk about stress, what they mean is generalized disinhibition.